Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show, coming to you live, as always, commercial-free from my super-secret Batcave. Folks, we are back and back in the middle of greatness. Okay, so this is your NXT watch-along. And let's just get straight away into it. And so we are starting things off. Roxanne Perez just stomping the crap out of Tatum Paxley. Oof. And Roxanne has to roll out and regroup. Boy, the change in Roxanne Perez, it's just night and day. Last week I said that, you know, I didn't think that they could ever turn Bayley into a heel, into a baddie, if you will. But I mean, they did. And it's a great effect. Roxanne Perez, man, she is vicious. Wow, she is just vicious. So Roxanne, Russian leg sweep into a cover. Yep. Cover one, two. And she holds on to Tatum. But, I mean, they've really done a great job with this heel turn on Roxanne Perez. It was kind of incremental. But they've done a great job, and she's just so vicious. It's almost like she's taken over the role. Ooh, ripped the shoulder out. Oh, man. It's almost like Roxanne has taken over for Cora Jade. Oddly enough, her former bestie. Boy, the shoot submission style that they've got Roxy doing, that is, I mean, she is taking to this like a duck to water. Well, it's like she says, she is the prodigy, and I have no reason to doubt that. Oh, all right. Well, Tatum Paxley might have a chance here. Nice standing dropkick. Oh, step up enziguri. Oh, man, that was insane. Paxley, oh, got sideswiped there. Try for another Russian leg sweep. Ooh, and Roxanne, oh, what was that? One, two, oh, what was that? That was almost a modified page turner. That was brilliant. Almost got Roxanne Perez. She's going for pop rocks, and oh, into Crossface. Yeah, and Roxanne, she's not letting go. She is not letting go. And Roxanne, whoo, the attitude that's coming from Roxanne. She's got the mic, see. And, oh, she's got Lyra Valkyria and just going full on with one arm. Lyra, oh, gets tossed into Tatum Paxley. Roxanne Perez takes out that sling. Oh! Crossface. I mean, that's ripping the shoulders, the elbow, the wrist. I mean, man, Roxanne is just vicious. I have said that a number of times, but she is just vicious. And now she's like, yep, this is mine. This is mine. She's not wrong. She didn't lose that. She never lost that title. All right, so you got Noam Dar. Metaphor. Oral Minza. Lash Legend. I mean, whoo. Lash has been smitten by, here is Alpha Academy, fresh off of their tag team loss last night, or I should say Monday night on Raw. But getting back to Lash Legend, she has been smitten with Trick Williams for a while. And, okay. And, Obafemi, this man is a bad man. And he is coming up. All right, Josh Briggs. He's calling out Obafemi. Oh, man. I mean, Josh Briggs is a beast himself. But I don't know if, I mean, Obafemi, this guy has what? 10, 12 matches total in his career. He has a very rudimentary offense. But again, when you're that big and that massive, you don't need fancy offense. Good Lord. So, Obafemi, stepping up to Josh Briggs. Josh Briggs is no pushover. Of course, was an Evolve. It was the first time I had seen Josh Briggs. I'd heard of him, but the first time that I had seen Josh Briggs was during the Evolve special event. this is going to be a match. This is not a match. This is going to be a fight. This is going to be a fight when Josh Briggs and Obafemi. Get going. And, who's coming now? Good heavens. Oh, it's Dijak. Oh, it is Dijak. Monday night, but yesterday when I was doing the Raw watch along, saw a Justice for Dijak sign, something along those lines. Dijak is, Dijak is building on some serious momentum. He beat. Joe Gacy, at Roadblock in that insane asylum match. So, Dijak. Oh, man. Dijak is going after Briggs, Obafemi. Looks like he wants a triple threat. We'll see if Ava will make the match. Oh, and here we go. Josh Briggs, Obafemi, Dijak. Oh, flipped over. Ooh. And poor referees I'd book this match right now. Right now. Right this second. If I'm Ava, I'd book this match right now. Oh, here's Sean Spears. Now, I don't know if this counts as promotional stuff. On here, but and speaking of Joe Gacy, okay, all right. Oh, one of the coolest entrances ever, Nathan Frazier and Axiom. They have done amazing work. Nathan Frazier Nathan Frazier is just an absolute speed demon. Goodness. But getting back to Sean Spears. Again, I don't know if this is promotional or not on here, but if you want to hear a very interesting conversation, go on to YouTube. Go on to Fightful Select. Sean Ross Sapp had just a banger of an interview with Sean Spears. And I've only watched first little bit of it, but I mean, that was really impressive. I really dug that. So, We've got Dempsey. Charlie Dempsey, who and Miles Bourne. And Charlie Dempsey, I mean, he has really grown, of course, son of William Regal. Very, very adept at catch wrestling. But how is the speed factor going to affect Dempsey? Nathan Frazer comes from that tradition too, you know, NXT UK, the whole package. And of course, Frazer was trained by Seth freaking Rollins, aka Colby. While we're on the subject of Colby, apparently, I just read this today, and I apologize, can't remember quite where I'd read this. Let me see if I can find this really quick. So, okay, yeah, so this is from WrestleZone. That Becky Lynch, announced that she is now an American. So, welcome officially to America, Becky. So, that said, let's get back to the action. And Drew Gulak out there, Damian Kemp. I mean, this is a formidable group. Charlie Dempsey, Miles Bourne. Oh, into the bridge, too, and almost. The holds that Charlie Dempsey has, and I don't think you want to be trading shots or chops with Charlie Dempsey. I just really don't think you want that. Nathan Frazer up and, oh, double missile drop kick. Miles Bourne, up and swinging netbreaker. Again, once Nathan Frazer gets going, good luck. And Frazer up, swung over and down. One, two, oh, almost got him. Brazier goes up top. And, oh, Phoenix Splash, but nobody home. I am really impressed by Nathan Frazier. Oh, power slam, 1-2. Oh, almost got him. That was a lightning quick power slam. Almost a Randy Orton-esque. And, oh, spinning to, oh, and did he get him? No, he threw him down the very last second. So, Frazier goes in, tags in Axiom. Axiom and Frazier, no stranger to each other, both on NXT UK. Spanish Fly, oh man, that was gorgeous. Phoenix Splash got all that, ooh, and took out Dempsey. Wow, how quick was that? How quick was that? That was insane. All right. Got the family in the ring. Of course, Tony D is going after Ilya Dragunov's NXT Championship at Stand and Deliver. Now you got the Good Brothers. And so you got Hank Walker and Tank Ledger versus Gallows and Anderson. Boy, I mean, the Good Brothers have absolutely been revitalized in NXT. Wish that they would have sent them down to NXT sooner, but, you know, hey. One thing, and I keep saying this whenever I see Gallows and Anderson, and I know that WWE can't do it because of probably contractual stuff, and all that. I wish that WWE could really let people know about Bullet Club. Let people know why they are so influential, and why Gallows and Anderson are one of the absolute very best tag teams on this planet. I wish they could tell that story, but again, WWE's relationship with New Japan has pretty much been non-existent for my entire life. So Hank, just nothing pretty on those fists. And they cover 1-2. Oh, almost got Carl Anderson. Tags in big Luke Gallows. It's just, I mean, Luke Gallows. Oof. Oof. Excuse me. So, Hank going up and, oh, just a straight right by Luke Gallows. Big Luke Gallows just absolutely clobbered Hank. Goes back out. Throws him. Back into the ring. Gallows and Anderson, they have never looked better. And, woo, Gallows just unloading on Hank. Absolutely just hammering this guy. Short clothesline. One, two, almost. Hank has been bleeding from his mouth from really very early stages of the match. And now it's Hank's turn. But, oh, that got stopped rather quickly by Carl Anderson. Just stomping the heck out of Hank. And nothing fancy with the Good Brothers. Nothing fancy at all. Again, not to overstate this or drive this in the ground. I really wish that the Good Brothers and AJ could tell their story in WWE. I mean, they've kind of sort of have, but I'd like to see them, you know, tell their story. Of course, Cody Rhodes is on his way in just over 2 weeks to face Roman Reigns, former Bullet Club member. All right. And Luke Gallows comes in off of a tag. Ooh, headbutt by Hank. Tags in Tank. This guy is a tank. Springboard. Shoulder tackle. And, oh, that's got to be all. But Luke Gallows breaks up the pinfall. All right. So, in comes Tank. Hank gets pulled out by Luke Gallows. And, oh, double A spine buster by Carl Anderson. The end is nigh, I'm afraid, for Tank and Hank. Magic Killer, that's it. One, two, and you can count to a million. Triple Threat. You got Nathan Frazier, Axiom versus Wild and Mendoza. Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez. Saturday afternoon on the East Coast, WrestleMania weekend. Tony D'Angelo versus Ilya Dragunov. That's going to be a heck of a match. Carmelo Hayes and Trick Willie. Trick Williams. That is a grudge match. Years in the making. All right. So, Trick Williams, the aforementioned Trick Williams, up against Noam Dar of Metaphor. Trick has improved by leaps and bounds over the last little while. Noam Dar, very proficient at his offense. He'd love absolutely nothing more than to derail Trick Williams on the way to Stand and Deliver. But one, two, and almost got Noam Dar. So, guillotine by Noam Dar. It's got it nice and deep. But Trick Williams, one hit into the corner. Woo! Couple fists and a right slap knocks Noam Dar off of his feet. Noam Dar is just too good. It just looks weird with him not having the Heritage Cup. So, in the cover by Dar, and Carmelo Hayes, and there are his protection squad, his security guards. Trick Williams trying to get out of this. So, Trick Williams, I mean, he is... going to be vastly outnumbered here shortly. Got Metaphor, got Carmelo Hayes and his bodyguards coming out. All right, so we are back last little bit, and look like Trick wanted to go for a bit of a torture rack. And Trick Williams, getting put into another guillotine. But, doesn't look like the guillotine's worked. There goes Dar, 1-2, and had to kick out of 2. And we're back with Trick Williams. And Trick Williams wins. Beats Noam Dar. All right. Well, that is that. And Carmelo Hayes. Ooh, running knee. And Trick's out. Trick is out. Right, well, thank you for listening to me. But I will be back on Saturday with the SmackDown Watch Along. So, till I see you guys, I will talk to you on Saturday. And just like the Beatles sang all those years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys later.